You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Dear young married couple, our life circumstances and communication struggles and sex differences really have a way of dimming the spark that we once had. How do we get that spark back?
This is a question that we talk about actually a lot in sessions, and sometimes it's actually a mystery for people. They say, like, some people say, I feel like I'm falling out of love. Some people just on the other side of that spectrum, just like, it's not, our relationship isn't where I would like it to be. Mm-hmm. I would like to have much more romance and fun, and I don't know how to get that back. So today, that's what we want to talk about, how to ignite that flame, turn that spark into a flame.
I think for a lot of couples, they feel fine, like they have a good relationship.
Right.
But
or a good working partnership.
Exactly. Yeah. Like they parent well together and they like each other and they, you know, do life together pretty well. And they're not unsatisfied per se, but It's just not amazing. And that spark isn't there like it used to be.
Yeah. How I like to begin talking about this question with people is really point back to when they first fell in love. Oftentimes, do you see how she did that just now? If you're watching on YouTube, you saw Krista go, like she has that fond memory of when we got together for the first time and created our bond. And that is good memory. Actually, that's a really good litmus test for counselors. When you rewind back and you ask them, do you still have fond memories from the very beginning? If people do kind of what Krista did, like that, like
that wasn't planned, by the way. I didn't even know he was going to ask that question.
Right. Well, but that is a really good test because I could see what's happening right now hasn't dampened the memories of what happened then. Has it become less real? For a lot of people, though, it has.
Yeah.
They can't remember good times. And that's really what I would say people are in a difficult spot in their marriage.
Yeah. Like they have resentment about what's going on now, and they know that it contrasts with what they felt when they first fell in love, but they don't have the ability to put themselves back in that moment and experience the nostalgia, the excitement, the, you know, connection that they felt in those moments.
Right. And that's so, those of you who still have those warm fuzzies, but it's not great right now, there's a lot of hope.
Yes.
And even for those that don't, it's just, it just tells you something, right? It's a piece of information. So what we like to do is point back to those first moments and days and months and even years for people of building that relationship and all the warm memories back then. We can ask, how did that happen? That wasn't just random.
Right.
I would actually argue that what you did in those times was very mindful. You were putting a lot of mental effort into the pursuit of the other person. You were putting that person first. You were putting yourself out there vulnerably.
Yeah.
That's really hard. We do a lot of these things naturally to win someone over.
Yeah, that vulnerability piece. We were listening to an episode by Jordan Peterson and John Deloney this morning, and they were talking about why do couples have such a hard time connecting when they're, you know, further into their marriage, and why do they have such a hard time, you know, saying something simple like, hey, I really would love it if you told me that you appreciated me more. Why do we have such a hard time expressing those needs? And Jordan Peterson said it all comes down to shame. You know, when you're vulnerable, you're expressing yourself, you're naked before somebody, and that you almost, if you don't have some security with that person and safety with that person, it's a risk to express yourself, and you feel shameful for being naked, right? Well, we go back to the Garden of Eden. They were naked and not ashamed. And so there was a sense of safety that was built in the garden between the man and the woman. Mm-hmm. And I think with God as well. We tend to lose that safety in the relationship. And or for some people, they tend to lose that adventure in their right. relationship. And so maybe they feel really safe. They can communicate about their needs, but they lack the adventure piece. Mm-hmm. And so they shut down that part of themselves. But then on that flip side, like we were talking about earlier, a lot of people just lose the safety in their relationship over time.
Right. And we know that both pieces are extremely important for a fulfilling life. Let's mm-hmm. just start with life, not even intimacy, but a fulfilling life includes safety. It's very difficult for me to adventure out mm-hmm. without some sort of safety net, right? Or I'd yeah. just be reckless. I'd be the daredevil
yep.
that has no safety net and just is like throwing his life to the wind, right? Yeah. Which happens, but it's very rare. I mean, even skydivers do have a moniker of protection because right. they have a parachute, right? And yeah. and so we need that safety in order to adventure out. I need a plan for getting back to, you know, safety.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it could be very dull just living in safety, having everything, all your needs met, nothing's wanting, I'm not worrying. But it can actually feel very dull and unfulfilling if there's no adventure on the other side of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and really we could boil those down to really two different chemicals in our body.
Yeah. So when we talk about the safety, we crave the oxytocin, and that's that bonding chemical that happens when a baby is born, that mom has oxytocin excreted and they bond physically to mm-hmm. each other and emotionally. Well, when we embrace each other for 20 seconds or longer, oxytocin also mm-hmm. is excreted. And so we have that oxytocin craving, and that's the safety that we want with each other.
Right. And also that drive for adventure.
Right.
The same sort of drug that drug addicts are all about and trying to get that dopamine hit.
Mm-hmm.
The hit when you open up your phone and look at Instagram, there's little dopamine hits.
Mm-hmm.
We all want dopamine because it makes us feel good. It makes us feel energized, alive. That's what adventure does for us. It kind of puts us in a perilous situation. It's drive for something more.
Yeah.
And that's actually very intoxicating and fun.
Yeah.
And a lot of couples get away from that. So we have yeah. a lot of dopamine hitting uh-huh. and a lot of oxytocin in these first early moments or of our relationship
yes.
that really bond us. Then what happens to a lot of couples that we see is they have kids.
Mm-hmm.
They now have responsibilities. They have work.
Yeah.
And maybe they give lip service to the idea, this person is my priority. But sometimes that's not communicated through actions.
Yeah.
There isn't very much mindfulness of or going out and risking saying things and asking for things and giving of them of oneself, vulnerability, yeah. time, effort, all these things that say, I am a priority.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard to see sometimes with the smoke
yeah.
that is life.
Totally. Yeah. So interestingly, 3 out of 5 couples say that a vacation saved their relationship.
Right.
Now,
why does that happen?
Sounds kind of extreme.
Right.
Yeah. But why does that happen?
I would say that vacations, and look, we could point to a lot of different factors and things of why this would happen, but let's just kind of pull out one takeaway from some stats that we found. But vacations pull us away from life enough to refocus on the other person, to make them feel seen and loved and be vulnerable, have vulnerable conversations, yeah. figure things out, communicate. It kind of actually replays some of the early moments of the relationship
totally.
Where they were doing the same things. They were going out to eat together. They were dating. They were experiencing new things together. They were talking mm-hmm. about things together. It's really crazy that's how we build relationships. Then we go into our life. We have a few years down the road, and then we stop doing all those things
mm-hmm.
that that brought us together. And they wonder why in the world, like, why am I not feeling that spark again? Like right now.
Yep. Yeah. So, and then couples who do vacation together, 77% say that they have a good sex life. That's compared to only 63% who don't vacation together, who say they have a good sex life, which I mean, I think that number could be pretty high.
Yeah.
I don't think we would say the general population has, you know, that high of satisfaction with their sex life.
Maybe it's who these people asked.
Yeah. Good sex life.
They were all on vacation at that time.
Well, 77%, yeah, say they have a good sex life when they vacation regularly together. So there are ways that you can renew that spark, right? But we want to focus specifically on getting a getaway together, having a getaway and vacationing together.
Right. And we have a shameless advertisement.
Yes. So we, if you have been following us, you know that we are hosting an adventure and intimacy retreat in Sacramento, California in June. And this is why, because we know that most of you do not take the time away with each other unless it's prompted. And we know that because when we beta tested the need for this, we called a bunch of couples in our community and we said, you know, would you prefer this or that? Why would you do this or that? And a lot of you said, well, I know that we will not prioritize this on our own. And so we would rather have this type of vacation, this type of a retreat. And so we listened to you and we put together a retreat that would meet those needs. And we're excited to share about that with you today.
Well, to like backtrack just a hair, we do seminars all over the place. Yeah. About once a month, we're somewhere in the world doing a seminar. And while seminars are awesome and wonderful and just amazing, retreats are different just because they are the next level, because they get you away from life just enough to reconnect and talk about, well, this is the benefit of going to a marriage retreat, is that they give you space, tools, and time. Well, time and space, same pretty much thing, but they give you things to focus on. Because marriage is all about negotiating differences.
That's good.
And with a marriage seminar, we're looking at, here are the areas that the couples generally are different.
Yeah.
How do we help them come together as one? And how do we negotiate or navigate those differences?
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of really what's happening is, it's a safe environment with tools, and here's a formula to figure this stuff out.
Yeah. And you have a platform for risk too. I think when you're home and you're in your general routine, you don't have that platform. You have to make a platform for risk.
Right.
Right.
I mean, how many times have you heard a couple say like, oh, I got to approach him at the right time. Or I have to approach her at the right time.
Right, right.
And sometimes that right time is really hard to find for people.
So risk in your communication, because we create that right time for you to approach your spouse, but also risk in your intimacy, risk in your adventure taking. And so we're going to create that platform to take those risks, and it'll be a safe place. So it's like the full package all in one.
Yes. Yes. So Adventure and Intimacy Retreat, it's a ways out, but you need to reserve your spot very soon.
Yes. It's June 23rd and 24th of 2023. And if you're listening to this in November or December, pay special attention because the early bird rate will expire on Christmas. And then after that, it'll go up. So we really hope that you will get in on that early bird rate. By the way,
it's January 1st.
Oh, January 1st is when it expires? Okay, sorry. January 1st is when it expires. But we really hope that you'll get in on that early bird rate. To our surprise, most of the reservations so far have been VIP tickets, which means we're going to sell out of those VIP tickets
very soon.
So if you want a VIP ticket, make sure you get in on that. Let's talk about what that includes, by the way. So we'll start Thursday night a day early with the VIP ticket holders. And we're just going to do a casual fireside poolside chat at the hotel, which is at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Sacramento, right in Capitol Park. And we're just going to be chatting with you. We're going to get some pizza and mingle, meet and greet. That's just the VIP ticket holders on Thursday night.
If you want to be casual, you could dress up or we could talk about deep stuff, whatever you mean by casual.
Yeah. I mean, there's no like presentation that night, right? So it's casual in terms of connecting. But if you want to dress up or talk about deep stuff, you totally can. So, and that will just be a few couples. I think we're capping that at 8 couples.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if you want VIP, get in on that right away. So in addition, the VIP ticket holders will get to go on a dinner cruise on Friday night, and that will be on the Sacramento River on the River Queen. And we're going to go with you and it'll be really fun. Yeah,
take off right from downtown, have a great meal, mingle, talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah. We intend to give each of the VIP ticket holders two-on-two time, I should say, not one-on-one, to where we can just address whatever you like to talk about. It's not a counseling session, but it will be whatever you want to talk about.
Well, typically our time around our seminars, we're always working with people and talking about our hard stuff. And some things just can't be fixed with a tool. It's a little bit more intricate than that. So, and we're always happy to work with people around these things.
So for everyone else, it starts Friday morning. We're going to dig right in with the first session on intimate communication. And then we'll do a session on barriers to intimacy. And we'll have a taco truck lunch in Capitol Park that day. I think it's Hawaiian barbecue, the team decided. And then we'll come back and do a session on sex and desire, his and hers edition, talking about our sex differences, drive differences, male-female differences. It's going to be a good time. Friday night will be date night on your own, unless you're going on the dinner cruise with VIP ticket holders. And then Saturday morning is an adventure.
Yes. We're going to do a whitewater rafting trip.
Whoop, whoop.
Yes. I've actually never done that.
So it'll be a bucket list item for us.
You've done it though, right?
No, I've only done kayaking.
Ah, she did kayaking. Look at that.
Whitewater rafting on our bucket list. So that's optional. That's not included in the package. If you want to go whitewater rafting, which we hope you will, you'll select that on checkout and say, yes, I'm interested in going whitewater rafting.
Yes. And not to just skim over, we're going to be talking about we're going to be giving practical tools for communication that we use. We've used some of these tools for 12 years. I wish we would have had them for all 14 of our years married. But we've used them for about 12 years and they've been so helpful. We still use them today.
Yep.
I don't know how we could have done it without some of these tools. And we've taught these tools to thousands and thousands and thousands of people now.
Yeah.
And we've had incredible feedback from them.
Totally.
And so what I want to say too is that we did this same retreat in Utah and it was so, so good. You can look at some of the reviews on the website about what people had to say about the last time we did this retreat.
It's solid.
It's solid. It's fabulous. It will take your marriage to the next level.
I think what stood out to me about the people at the last retreat too is many of these people had been married for a decade, 2 decades, 25 years, and they were like, this renewed our spark. Like, I was able to communicate with my spouse in a way that I've never been able to. I didn't think it was possible. I doubted our ability to really get something out of this weekend.
And it's what's funny is that's actually fairly typical for the seminars that we do.
Sure.
Is we have a lot of people that just kind of like, well, let's see if you know, we could get anything out of this. We've been married for 25 years or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And that's very typical.
Yep.
But we strive to teach things that are practical, that are science-backed, and theologically sound.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to mesh those two, integrate the two in a way that is, that can really integrate in your life.
Exactly.
So these things will work if you work them.
So then after whitewater rafting on Saturday, we're going to come back to the hotel, to Capitol Park for another lunch. And this one is Tio Nate's Taco Truck. That is our cousin who makes the most incredible food. He's our favorite chef.
Yeah. Yeah. Every single family gathering It's wonderful to be at. We love you, Nate.
So you'll enjoy that. And then we will have another workshop that afternoon after lunch, which is creating your own sex menu. This is one of our fun ones where we get really practical about the bedroom. We give you guys all sorts of menu items and you get to create your own menu. And we won't get specific here, but we will get specific there.
Yes, it's a way that we've discovered that's helpful for couples to communicate what they want more of, what they want less of, and to help them take some of the, sometimes it's hard to make decisions, especially when you're tired on a weekday and you know you need to connect and you're just like out of out of thought process, out of willpower.
Yeah.
And so some of these things that we want to implement to help you implement in your marriage just will help bring some of that spark and with some work that we do there to just to make you guys have a better time.
Totally. And then Saturday night, we will close it all out with a big banquet at the top of the 15th floor, top of the building. You get a capital view. There's fireside balconies and it's going to be a beautiful banquet. It's dress up, formal. We're going to take couples portraits and we're featuring comedy from one of our favorites, Kristen Kamm. You might know her as Darling on a Dime on Instagram, and she will be providing some comedy and just some fun time together with your spouse. I think the comedy will be centered around marriage, maybe also like church culture, and it'll just be hilarious.
It'll be funny. Chris has always shown me her reels and like, oh my word, this is so funny. And then when we were creating this retreat, she's like, I wonder if she would come and do comedy for us. That would be so much fun.
Yeah.
So she reached out and it happened. Yeah. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be super romantic at the very top of the hotel with a beautiful view of the California's capital. It's really beautiful.
And then also at the different pockets of time, like your breakfast dates, which are included, by the way, we'll be sending you on some breakfast dates just by yourselves in the mornings before the workshop starts. But when you go on your breakfast dates, you will have the option to use the scooters. We're going to be getting a couple scooters. They're e-scooters. So you can scooter around the Capitol. You can, you know, just take a walk if you want to your breakfast dates, but you'll have a lot of romantic time in our urban oasis.
Yeah. Well, California or Sacramento in particular is known for its coffee. Mm-hmm. It's an incredible coffee scene and incredible restaurant scene. There are so many great restaurants all around there.
So we'll give you our recommendations too. And then Sunday morning, this one's optional for anyone who stays over Saturday night, which we hope you will. We're going to check another bucket list item off our list.
Yeah. So in Napa, there are hot air balloons. Napa's a beautiful place and we've never been in a hot air balloon. So we're going to take a group of us up in a hot air balloon. It's optional, but I think it would be worth it.
And we won't tell you who yet, but a special someone will be leading some worship in the hot air balloon that morning.
Yeah.
It's going to be cool.
Good times.
So we hope you guys will join us. The link is in the show notes or in the description if you're on YouTube. And it's going to be awesome. Get your deposit in now. Register, reserve your spot. You don't have to pay in full right now, but we just need to get all the numbers to our hotel and vendors so that we can get everything planned and situated. And then your final payment is due a month before the retreat. So that's mid-May.
Yes, we do have a cap. We can't let everyone in. So make sure you get your name and at this early date.
Yes, it's going to be fun. We're looking forward to being with you guys. We're going to do a lot of adventuring. You're going to experience a lot of intimacy. And there's just something special about being in person together, especially after a couple years of pandemic. So we really hope you'll come and enjoy that time with us and with your spouse. Your marriage needs it.
Yes.
And you're going to really reap the benefits of this for years to come.
Yes. This is our invitation to you. Come and be with us. We're going to have fun.
All right. We'll see you soon.
All right. Adios.